This is Joseph Coco. I'm at APE 2017 on behalf of Becky Holburn's YouTube channel and Art Process blog. If you could introduce yourself, please.
Hi, my name is Renee, also known as Laughing Bear on like Tumblr and Twitter and stuff like that.
Sure. And Renee, what brings you to APE this year?
Well, I tabled last year and the year before, so I'm just kind of like doing it again since I like coming here. I like this con compared to other cons just because there's a lot of original work and I like talking to artists about like their projects, and it's a different vibe than like an anime con.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So is that what you mostly do? Anime cons?
Yeah, I usually do anime cons. Like Fanime is usually one that I try to go to, and like basically anything in the Bay Area.
Okay.
So like anything near San Jose or like San Francisco I try to go to.
Okay. And what other independent conventions have you tried out? I mean, I know there's plenty of stuff in the Bay Area, so you don't necessarily need to travel too far to go to things, but have you tried other independent comic conventions, like in Seattle or anything like that?
No, I don't really have like the means to travel a lot, so I just mostly stay in like California.
Sure.
I recently did San Francisco Zine Fest, like in San Francisco.
Cool.
And that, like this year was my first time selling there, and it was pretty fun. And that's more of like the indie zine kind of book thing. So kind of similar to this, just like on a smaller scale, but like up there. And it's pretty fun.
A lot of people were talking about it. We went to APE when it was in San Francisco the last time it was there, and a lot of people were talking about San Francisco Zine Fest actually at APE. So
That
makes sense.
Yeah, I was talking to some other artists too about like just like other like indie kind of ones in the area. And I'm sure there's other ones too that I just don't know about, but I went there like recently, so that's like fresh in my mind.
So. Okay. So one thing that Becca was particularly drawn to at your table are your acrylic charms. Can you tell me a little bit about the process you went through to have these created? A lot of them are, all of them are double-sided, and some of them have unique images on the other side, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like basically when I get an idea, I kind of decide what, it's usually based on the material. So like, for some of like these clear ones, they have like a really different backside, and that you can only really do that with clear ones.
Right.
So I chose to do clear ones for those. Whereas I used to have like one, like this one is on like gold, like acrylic, and this one, I just wanted to try what it would look like.
Yeah.
But it really depends on like the material for them. And
are you going through Inkit for these or a different service?
Yeah, actually some of them are from Inkit, and then I've had this one is from Zap Creatives because they're the only one with these like glitter acrylic ones.
Yeah.
And then a new place I tried out recently is Vograce, so they also do like double-sided charms, and like these bigger ones are from Vograce.
Okay.
And they're a little different because for like, I'm like jumping around the board, but like...
Oh, it's fine.
There's probably one here. For this one, this is from Inkit. There's like, on the backside, it's kind of like, you can see where the image is printed on. So you can tell it was printed on this side.
Yeah, yeah.
And this side has like plastic on, like the acrylic on this side.
Mm-hmm.
But for Vograce, for like this one, it's like clear, it's acrylic on both sides. So it's a double-sided, a double
boarded
one.
So it's a double
one.
Shot, yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of why I like going with Vograce right now, since I like having the smooth material on both sides and it kind of protects the image.
Yeah, of course.
So yeah, those are pretty much the
not gonna rub off over time or anything like that.
Yeah,
it'll be damaged.
It's like, looks really like, it's really smooth to touch and I like that part.
Yeah.
And yeah, oh, and then another, I'm just gonna like talk about these.
Okay.
But another one is, Vograce does these like glitter acrylic ones, so I don't know if you can kind of like see the glitter.
Yeah, it's coming through.
Yeah, so nice. They also do like glitter ones, and that's like the only place I know who does that, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and they just have set colors, or you can actually specify what color the glitter is inside of
They only have one type of glitter, but it's like pretty like multicolored glitter.
Yeah.
Like the standard
just
kind of
general
glitter.
Sparkle power.
Yeah, sparkle power. But yeah, that's what I really like about them, so
okay.
They're like cool places to try now.
Nice. And obviously, APE isn't for charms or that sort of thing, but a lot of people do have that at their tables.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel like your charms are faring at the show?
That's doing pretty good. A lot of people like, I had like a Nintendo Switch dog one, so that one's pretty popular.
Yeah.
So like just kind of, they're doing pretty well. I just like, I have them, so I just bring them to every place.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you have the space on the table, so why not bring things? It's not like it's not related to your art, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so also, can you tell me a little bit about some of your comics?
Oh yeah, sure. So like, I have a couple here. Most of them are just like art kind of books or art collections.
Yes.
And then this one is actually a project I did for my life drawing class. We were able to do kind of anything we wanted as long as it involved like the body and like people posing.
Okay.
So for this one, I wanted to do like different fantasy outfits. And I did kind of like sets of three. So like these ones are different types of knights based around like a theme like the moon candy. And this one's like princesses. So there's three princess outfits there.
Oh my God, they are so cute.
Thank you. And yeah, some of these poses are like actually from life drawing. So like the one over here is like the model was just holding like a stick, but I made it into like a fork.
Sure. And
so that was like based on my like school project. But we were able to have like a lot of freedom with it. So like I kind of just like did my own stuff.
And
yeah, this last
what's
section
your,
is
what's really your process for these? You're starting traditionally and then moving digitally?
Yeah, actually for this one, I sketched them in pencil. So like I had like paper, I sketched it in pencil and then I scanned it and then colored it digitally.
Okay.
Just because I don't like doing line art digitally, it like if I draw too intensely, it hurts my hands. And
yeah,
it's just like really tedious for me. But if I do it with pencil, it's like I like doing that instead. And I like the textures. Yeah,
definitely. But yeah, that's definitely a problem that Becca has. She's got a very tight grip on her her pen, and she often uses mechanical pencils. So if she gets something with a metal body and she's gripping it like really tight, by the end of her day, her hand is just wrecked, basically.
Yeah, I feel that way with like usually like with like a pen. I guess like whenever I draw with a tablet, I like focus too hard or whatever. But it like hurts me if I try to draw like straight lines or like really clear lines for those. So that's why I like doing traditional line art and stuff.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And some of your other works, what's your latest?
My newest one is actually this one, which is the second book for
washi
this
greens.
One.
Yeah,
and it's basically a bunch of art with a bunch of washi tape.
Okay. And these pieces start off as pieces that you want to enhance with washi tape, or it's just things you've created and you lay washi tape on them after the fact to kind of make them pop?
Yeah, I actually do it like when I plan it with the washi tape in mind. So like I have like a ton of washi tape.
Yeah.
And like I just want to like find use for them, so I just like make pictures based on washi tape. Some of them are like, this is like from magazine clippings and stuff, so it's like
okay.
Other stuff including washi tape.
Yeah, I understand.
But yeah, like this one, like these screwed things are the washi tape and the ghosts are mine. But like this picture was from like a magazine.
So, it's super cute.
Thank you. But yeah, I just like, I have a lot of tape, so I like using them for stuff other than just like taping them on
decorating
boxes.
Things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense that it feels like an art product. And a lot of people do use like repeating textures in general in their artwork.
Yeah, and it's like, I like it just because it's fun to do art like outside the computer. Like for me, most of these things are like digital, but like I want to like take a break from like the screen and using a tablet. So like using these washi tape art is like kind of therapeutic for me because I can just kind of like make my own thing on my own time.
Makes sense.
And like I don't have to look at a screen to do it, and I can just like make it on my own. Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about making your own washi tape? I've talked to several artists who actually sell washi tape, but I haven't discussed with anyone the process that goes into making the washi tape. Is there a particular company that people like to use?
So like I can't share the company because I go through different group orders with other artists, and I don't talk to the vendors myself, so
okay.
I can't name like specific companies.
Yeah, that's fine.
But basically like making the tape is pretty easy because they give you a template and you just kind of draw in that really long repeating pattern.
Okay.
And it's like you do that file, you just send it to them.
Yeah, and they'll let you know if things don't match up or anything like that.
And like they have like tips to make like how it repeats. Like you don't want it to be like red at the end and like a different color if you don't intend that to be. Usually these washi tape places, it has like a high minimum order. So that's why people like group together to make them, because you can't like make only 50. You need to make like a couple hundred.
Okay.
But no one wants to make like 500 pieces of tape. So a lot of artists just like group together.
Okay, so there's like on Tumblr or something or Facebook, there are communities where people will get together and put in a big washi tape order.
Yeah, usually I do it through friends, but I know like the Artist Alley International Facebook group.
Yeah.
They do a lot of like, I know they do like group orders and stuff too, and I know they've done washi tape tours. So I think there's like another like there's like a a group order subgroup or something like that. So gotcha. I know they've done tape before. They're planning on doing tape, I think. But yeah, pretty much anyone, like sometimes people tweet about it or post on Tumblr that they're doing an order, and I just kind of like happen to see it and find it.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
And where can we find your work online?
Yeah, you can like look at this business card. Yep. I have like a lot of places.
So pretty much just look up Laughing Bear anywhere.
Yeah, Laughing Bear, but on Twitter I'm Gelato Bear.
Oh, okay.
So it's a little different.
Okay, and finally, would you have any advice to someone who's considering, also I wanted to ask, can we find all of your prints and your minis and your charms and those sort of things on your site?
Yeah, I have an online shop, so I sell mostly everything here. Like, actually, everything on here.
Awesome. And would you have any advice to someone who's considering tabling at 8 for the first time?
At 8 for the first time?
Yeah.
I would like recommend like maybe sharing a table, just so like the tables here are a little expensive compared to some other conventions, so yeah. Just sharing is a little helpful, and it can also be fun. I like hanging out with my friends.
Yeah.
And just kind of like make what you like, and like I don't know, make what you like, and just kind of bring maybe not too much of everything, but have like a lot, like a nice display, and it'll, like, and like take the time to like walk around, because the thing I like about 8 is a lot of people are selling like the original works, mm-hmm. and a lot of people like to talk about like their own thing. So you can like, I would recommend like, yeah, finding time to like walk around and like talking to different people.
Okay. Well, yeah. Thank you, Renee. I hope you have a good 8.
Thanks. You too.
Thanks for listening to Up and Conning Artist. A video version is available on the Natasoup YouTube channel, along with some convention recaps. And if you wouldn't mind, please consider supporting Becky Hilburn by contributing to her Patreon, or checking out her Tiny People comic at 7inchkara.com and wherever books are sold.